First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, June 21st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Despite widespread calls, including for the Taoiseach to restart negotiations, Pilots Union IALPA is planning to go ahead.
Anxious wait for Aer Lingus passengers to see if their flight is cancelled, and work has begun on 30,000 new homes. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Aer Lingus passengers will begin finding out from today if their flights are among those being cancelled because of the pilot strike. The airline has confirmed its grounding between 10 and 20% of its flights next week, with emails being sent to passengers from this morning. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
Aer Lingus conceded the action by pilots will have a significant impact on flight schedules. It said details of cancellations will be communicated to impacted customers over the next couple of days. The airline announced it will be offering a number of options to customers who may be affected by the planned industrial action. Customers scheduled to travel between the 26th of June and 2nd of July will be given the option to change their flights at no cost. They will also be able to cancel their flight and claim a refund or voucher. The Aer Lingus travel advisory page will also have up-to-the-minute information on all options. Aer Lingus said it will be doing everything possible to minimise the impact of the disruption to customers.
Work has begun on the building of over 30,000 new homes in the first 4 months of this year. That compares to a similar number in the whole of last year. However, analysis by the Banking and Payments Federation says more construction workers are going to be needed to deliver all of the housing that's required. Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of the BPFI, says almost half of the new homes being built are apartments.
Over 30,000 housing units commenced in the first 4 months of this year, where the totality of last year was about 32,000. So there's a very significant uptick in housing commencement. And of that figure, about 42% of those commencements are for apartment building. But at the same time, while we're seeing very strong commencements, there will be challenges in the labour market.
The Taoiseach is attending the 41st summit of the British-Irish Council in the Isle of Man today. The theme is unlocking the economic and social opportunities of renewables across the islands. All eight member administrations of the British-Irish Council will be represented at the talks. A tribunal of inquiry into bullying, discrimination, harassment and sexual misconduct in the Defence Forces will get underway immediately. The inquiry is to be chaired by Ms Justice Anne Power and will examine the effectiveness of the internal complaints processes. It will also have the power to investigate the response to complaints made regarding the use of hazardous chemicals within the Air Corps headquarters at Casement Aerodrome in Dublin. Retired Army Captain Diane Byrne of the organisation Women of Honour says the tribunal must be allowed to do its work no matter how long it takes.
We're pleased that it's finally getting underway, but it has been a very, very long and slow process. But it's good that we're now at the starting line. And the time frame in terms of the end point, it's really about doing it right. So the end point for us is really a full investigation, however long that takes.
Electricity generated from domestic rooftops was up 80% last year, while solar energy output increased by 43%. According to the Current Scale of Solar report, solar energy could power 280,000 homes this year. Conal Bulger, CEO of the Irish Solar Energy Association, says they have ambitious targets for the future.
We delivered 500 megawatts in the last 12 months, effectively, and we need to double that to hit our targets. We have a high volume of projects. We have a high volume of suitable rooftops. So really the challenge for us as a wider ecosystem is going to be building and connecting these projects.
A global alert over fake versions of the drug Ozempic has been issued by the World Health Organization. The medicine has become popular as a weight loss jab, despite its main purpose being the treatment of type 2 diabetes. The WHO says counterfeit versions pose a danger to health and will not help people to lose weight. In entertainment news, tributes have been paid to the actor Donald Sutherland following his death at the age of 88. His son Kiefer Sutherland described his dad as one of the most important actors in the history of film. The star of Ordinary People, MASH, The Hunger Games and 6 Degrees of Separation died yesterday in Miami following a long illness. He picked up an honorary Oscar in 2017. Speaking 4 years earlier, he was asked how his career came about.
It defies logic. who knows, I don't know. When I was 16 years old, I'd never seen a play. I said to my dad that I wanted to be an actor.
And in sport, in soccer, England put in another underwhelming performance at Euro 2024 as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Denmark. It means they've picked up 4 points from their opening 2 games. England boss Gareth Southgate says their pressing game was poor and they gave the ball away too cheaply.
It led to an anxious performance the longer the game went on. And we understand that that's got to be better if we want to progress to the stages of the tournament that everybody's expecting and delivering what we need.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.